yet it was a triumph for the right-wing populist party, the AfD. Our reporter visited Essen, a city in western Germany, and showed us how the longtime social democratic stronghold was swiftly ousted by the AfD.
The city of Essen is this politician's hometown. But since the German election, Karl-Heinz Endelstadt, a social democrat, says he doesn't recognize it. In the past, his party usually won an easy majority, but this time just 28%. Many of Endelstadt's neighbors told him they were voting for the far-right AfD party.
They said, we come from a family that's always voted SPD, but we voted AfD because we felt we needed to send a strong signal. We have to win back these voters. If we just sit around another 4 years, that's not going to happen.
Endelstadt is at pains to find out how to get his constituents back in his camp, at least in the industrial city of Essen. Even in his neighborhood pub, he runs into AfD sympathizers.
I would have voted for the AfD too, but you know what? I threw away my ballot paper, and that was it. The police don't even dare to get out of their car at our local rail station, although there's two of them.
In Essen, crime is rising. Unemployment is at 11%. 40% of the residents are migrants, and the city is broke. There's little the municipal government can do to solve these problems as the far right makes inroads into what was once a social democrat bastion. Yet the industrial Ruhr Valley is often touted as a model for successful integration of hundreds of thousands of foreigners who were once known as guest workers. At an anti-racism rally in Essen, Germans and migrants are protesting against the rise of the AfD. Many migrants are concerned.
The AfD will try to stop us holding events like this, supporting integration and against racism. That will increase tension, and this tension will influence how the residents coexist together. It will be a negative influence.
The AfD's members celebrated their triumph at a party in Berlin on Sunday.